Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and also you can access this show through our podcast at kxoradio.com.
We're not that weekly. We're strongly. We're your strongly wellness radio station, not your weekly wellness radio station. Just want to point that out. Good morning. I'm Scott. She's Maria. We are a show. It's Let's Talk About It. We're sponsored by Behavioral Health. Podcast available on KXL Radio, and we're going to talk drugs today. And teenagers. Wicked combination.
I know. Just being teenagers,
it's
hard.
It's already hard. And then
you put in...
I don't know who taught them that maybe changing your consciousness by putting substances in your body was some sort of weird coming-of-age thing that they had to go through and try, but somehow they got that mistaken belief, and some of them really struggle with that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we have an expert today. We have Paula Urquidez. Not like she's an expert because she's a teenager and she's doing all that. No, but she works every day with teenagers and trying to help them get a hold of their lives and turn it around and make something positive out of themselves. Typically, that involves not using substances regularly in large amounts. Right, Paula? Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that's pretty much the deal, huh? Substance use leads to not such good things.
Yeah, a lot of negative consequences.
And you work with kids, huh?
Yeah, I work with adolescents at El Centro Community and Desert Oasis High School, and just trying to help them get through the situations and the issues that they're dealing with, and teaching them the tools and the skills necessary in order for them to become successful adults.
How widespread is this? The drugs. I mean, we are probably more at risk since we're next to the border. We're a drug quarter. There's very high unemployment here in the valley.
Not literally high, like high, but...
The highest. How about that? The highest. Percentage. We have two state prisons in the valley. Let's see. What else do we have? Poverty level. So...
And not a lot of fun stuff to do.
Yeah, and we have really, really hard couple of months of really high temperatures, and it's really hot. So how widespread is the... I mean, these are all risk factors.
Well, one of the things that I've seen a lot is I've been working in this field for 10 years now, and for 8 years I worked with adults, and for the last 2 years I worked with adolescents, and what I'm seeing is now I'm seeing that I'm treating the children of the adults that I used to work with in the past. So there's a predisposition, possibly, learned behavior there, lack of coping skills. So a lot of second generation, third generation use is what I'm seeing a lot of that right now.
Are you saying that usually the ones that are more higher risk are the kids whose parents are using? Is that what I'm...
Well, one of the things that I'm a firm believer is the first school that we have is home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the behaviors are learned. Anger is a learned behavior. Substance use is a learned behavior.
My baby was born mad.
So when you have a lack of coping skills and an early exposure to certain drugs or other means to cope with situations, I do believe that puts them at a higher risk. And it becomes more acceptable within the family.
Well, what about the ones that you're saying a learned behavior? What about, you know, just everybody here mostly in the valley, not everyone, but a large percentage, a lot of people here in the valley, you know, you open the refrigerator and there's alcohol, there's beer, there's hard liquor on the cabinets. And, you know, it's legal to use an adult, 21 and over. And they see that. You know, small kids, as they're growing up, they're seeing that their parents are drinking alcohol at parties, at birthday parties, at baptisms. Kids who turn just one, and they have beer. Are they learning that behavior? And is that leading to other things?
I believe that's where it sets it up to be acceptable because of the old early exposure. So it becomes a norm. It becomes something that is okay. I believe we have a very passive generation right now. A lot of the adolescents that I deal with, one of the main things they talk about is lack of support in the home environment, unable to talk to anybody. So as opposed to dealing with their issues, they would rather numb themselves and turn to substances to ease whatever things that they may be going through at that time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.